Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Mandy Connell Show is sponsored by Bell and Pollock Accident and Injury Lawyers.
Now, it's Mandy Connell on KOA, 850 AM and 94.1 FM.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to a teeny tiny episode of the Mandy Connell Show. I'm joined, of course, by Dave, the intrepid producer.
Shut up, Alexa, you idiot.
Stop it, Dave. When the robot overlords come, you're immediately in the concentration camp. Immediately.
I'm not afraid of these dumb machines.
You better hope you die before the uprising. I'm just saying, it's not going to be pretty. Dragon is pushing our buttons and doing a stellar job, as he always does. All I have time for is the blog and of the day, so let's jump into the blog. You can find it by going to KOAColorado.com and just look for anything that says Mandy Connell, full schedule, or the headline that says Mandy's Tiny Show Thursday blog, Mosquitoes Suck and Don't Quit Over the Vaccine. Click on that, and here are the headlines you will find within.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America, and all the ships and clippers at sea. Let's go to press flash.
Today on the blog, Baseball Eats the Show today at 12:30. Grant's new podcast is out, and you should listen to it. Y'all make them fire you over vaccine mandates. Mosquitoes suck and are history's most prolific serial killer. I don't understand the appeal of rolling coal, but now it's illegal in Alamosa. This woman's in-law's freezer is all of our grandparents' freezers. Scrolling. Defund the police got a lot more people murdered last year. Bill Maher is totally right about perspective. The new child tax credit is designed to get the middle class hooked on bennies. Do not be the people who get news from social media. Extreme couponing seems like a lot of work. Don't pay big to get a worthless doctorate. Dad's reaction to a baby playing with a tarantula is awesome. Seniors and sickly folks can now get a booster COVID shot. The UN jumps on the politics of envy when it comes to billionaire space travel. The warmies have won. Our children are terrified of climate change. The cutest little greeter in the world. And now a collection of politically incorrect commercials. Those are the headlines on the blog at KOANewsRadio.com on the Mandy Connell page. And lots and lots of stuff there. I got to pull my clock up so I know that when I 6 minutes till of the day, Dave, 6 minutes. It's going to be a big show. We're excited. Great videos on the blog today, including politically incorrect commercials from many years ago. And boy, some of these are just so they're a little cringy, as the kids say today. A little cringy, Dave. Little cringy. And then cutest little girl in the world running to meet her little brothers, or big brothers rather, and the end is just adorable and heartwarming. They all give her a big hug, and it just will make your day better. Just better. And then, of course, what happens when you see your 18-month-old child playing with a tarantula? If you're like this guy, you scream like a girl and freak out. I mean, that's a pretty accurate description.
That's exactly what he did.
You know, he freaked out, scared the crap out of the baby. Baby's perfectly fine. The baby's like, ooh, bug.
You got to give the guy credit for putting this thing up.
Bah!
Shows he can laugh at himself.
Yeah, it's not his best look at all. No. Not at all. And then there's
but his heart was in the right place.
Yeah,
though.
He tried. Great video from PragerU, actually, but it starts with Bill Maher talking about how Americans need perspective. And honestly, this is the most true thing that I could possibly imagine right now.
You know, it's scary. Bill Maher is more and more coming to my point of view. This is crazy.
I know. I think that perhaps Bill Maher is seeing the results of things that he has endorsed in the past and questioning their wisdom now, which is a credit to him, because most of us don't want to do that. Most of us will just blow past whatever didn't work out. So maybe that's what's happening. Maybe we should try and get him on the show. Reach out and see if you can get him on the show. See if you can make that happen. I'd love to. And just say, hey, we'd love to talk to you about, you know, some of the commentary you've made. Do you feel like you've shifted at all politically? Where are you? Are you still? I'd love to have that conversation with him. Really bad news from the FBI's crime statistics. They are really, really bad. The change in the U.S. murder rate jumped so dramatically this year. There is no precedent for last year's increase in the murder rate. Since we started recording this data in 1960, we have not seen it go this high. It rose by almost 30% in 2020. 30%. Now, the New York Times actually wrote an article where the people writing the article seem to be genuinely confused about the causes of this. They try to blame it on more people carrying guns instead of thinking, hey, wait a minute, maybe more people are carrying guns because more people are getting murdered. Maybe they're trying to protect themselves. But ultimately, it all comes back to the riots around the George Floyd death and the ensuing madness where police officers literally just stopped patrolling and policing because if they did anything, they were going to be called racist and have their lives ruined. And if you can say that you would have done anything different, I don't believe you. So this is the end result. And I could not find the FBI database is so cumbersome. The way it's set up is so cumbersome to sort data. I was trying to find out if there was a victim database. And I'd love to know how many of the victims of last year's 30% increase in murders were African-American. Wouldn't you love to know that? I think that'd be very interesting. But we don't know that. I'll see if I can find that out. Like I said, the database is just cumbersome to use.
By the way, Mandy.
Yeah.
Monday, we're going to have John Lott on the show.
Oh, excellent. Fantastic. So we will have John Lott on. He had a great piece we had on the blog yesterday. So that will be good. There's a story today about another cop who quit his job because he didn't want to get the vaccine. You know, I don't know what quitting versus getting fired does for things like any kind of pension or stuff like that. But ultimately, if you're in the private sector and you're not on a pension and that's not going to be affected, do not quit your job over the vaccine. Make them fire you. Because eventually a lawyer is going to find a way to sue and you want to be able to jump onto that case as someone who got fired because you refused to get this vaccine. Because it's going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. So you want to be in a position to just be able to take advantage of that because it's insane that people are losing their livelihoods because they don't want to get vaccinated. In my mind, that vaccination thing is, it is essentially you have to make that decision. You have to live with the results at this point. We all know the data and the statistics and everything else. So by the way, phenomenal video from the history guy about mosquitoes, Dave, mosquitoes have killed more people in the world than anything else. Wars, any of that stuff, because they spread deadly diseases. And when you watch this and you see the impact that mosquitoes and mosquito-borne illnesses have in war, it is stunning. I mean, absolutely stunning.
Mosquitoes are one of those creatures that looks as evil as it is. Bastard. You know, there's no cute mosquitoes.
No. No such thing. Even their mothers hate them. Exactly.
Yeah.
Even their mothers are like, you so ugly.
And the kids hate their mothers. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. I am going to welcome our friend Rob Williams to the program. Switch over, Dave, from Switchblade to Zoom here, because Rob is coming in because in the shortest show ever. By the way, there's a ton of other stuff on the blog, like a ton of stuff. It's a really good blog. So if you don't want to listen to baseball, you can go listen to Grant's podcast. You can just go read the blog, watch the stuff we put on there. I'm very happy with today's blog. I put way more effort than today's show deserved into the blog. So there you go. From me to you, it's a little package of information love right there on the blog. But now it's time for the most exciting segment on the radio of its kind in the world of the day. Dave, get back on Zoom from Switchblade. All right, here we go. There we go. Rob is here, everybody. You look good, Rob.
I do, don't I?
You do. You look good. You look good. All
right. Looks like he is fully recovered.
Yes. Let's talk about word of the day, please, Dave.
Yes, word of the day is a noun.
Noun.
It is let me get this right. Animalcule.
What?
A-N-I-M-A-L.
Wait, A-N-I-M-A-L.
A-L as an animal.
Uh-huh. Olicule?
C-U-L-E.
C-U-L-E.
It's pronounced...
Animalcule.
Animalcule. Animalcule.
I'm going to say that is the building blocks of animal cookies, Dave.
Ooh. Microscopic animals.
Yeah, that's what everybody knows. That's what it makes up animal crackers.
Actually, he just got it.
Huh? What?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Shut up.
A microscopic animal. That's the definition.
Oh,
love it.
Wow.
Love it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
One of my dorky answers actually worked.
Yeah, there you go. See, this is why we play the game, Dragon.
Right?
This is why we play the game. Linguine is a kind of narrow, flat pasta, but what does the word linguine literally mean in Italian? I think I know, but I haven't checked the answer yet.
Steamroller.
Delicious bread.
Delicious bread. No, that's not it. It might be steamroller. I don't know. Dave, you want to take a shot? Linguine,
flat
what does
noodle,
it mean?
Noodle, I don't know.
I'm going to say ribbon. Oh, it means little tongues. Well, that feels kind of dirty now. Little tongues. Many pasta names describe their shape. Spaghetti means little strings, while fettuccine means little ribbons. I knew one of them meant little ribbons. Dang it. Dag nabbit. Okay, what's our Jeopardy category?
Category for today, AFI's top 100 movie quotes.
Oh, God.
I'll give you the number from 1 to 100 and the quote, and you're going to tell me the movie.
Okay.
All right, first one is number 42. The quote is plastics.
Mandy. What Mandy. Is The Graduate?
You are correct.
The future's in plastics.
Yes. Number 94. I feel the need for speed.
Mandy.
Rob.
Oh.
Rob.
Rob.
What is Top Gun?
Wait, Brandon. Brandon, how did Brandon
Where'd
get in
Brandon
here?
Get in?
Where did Brandon, Brandon come from? thanks for ripping yourself away. You know, I told you it started at 18. Okay, here we go. What's the next one?
Number 51. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel
Mandy.
Lucky? Wait, let me finish.
Dang it.
Well, do you punk?
Rob.
I said Mandy like half an hour ago. And he was finishing
Mandy,
it.
What is it?
What is Dirty Harry?
You are correct.
Yes.
And number 39. If you build it, he will come.
Mandy.
Rob.
What is Field of Dreams?
Now, Brandon was a little late on that one. A little late.
Brandon's just ringing in for tomorrow.
You're exactly.
I guess. Yeah. Number 98 is the final one.
Okay.
Nobody puts baby
Mandy.
In a corner.
Wow.
Mandy.
What is Dirty Dancing?
Wow, you got it.
I like those. Those were good ones. Plastics.
Plastics.
All right. See you later, BK. See you later, BK. Yeah. So we have stuff tomorrow. We're going to do Cry Macho, two movies with Mike Rosen tomorrow. And Dave is going to Vegas. Rob, have you ever been to Vegas?
For work, yes.
But have you ever gone for fun?
No, I wish.
No? Well, Dave is going on the big Vegas adventure next week. So
my first time?
Yeah. So tomorrow on the show,
very cool.
We're going to be getting some suggestions of things that Dave should not miss when he is in Las Vegas.
Or things Dave should miss.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was in my younger days as a flight attendant, I always tell people, in the Mirage, there's a cart where you can get a slice of pizza and a beer for $1, but it's gone. I was very disappointed. And what's odd is I hadn't been there in 15 years. I could walk exactly back to the same spot where that cart was in the Mirage, but there was no cart left there anymore. All right. We're going to make room for Rockies baseball coming up next. Hopefully they'll win 2 out of 3 with the Dodgers. Not that it means anything for them really in the long run, but it would be nice to have that be a thing. And we'll be back tomorrow with Mike Rosen at the movies and Dave's big Vegas show. So keep it right here on KOA. We are the home of news, talk, and sports in Colorado.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.